It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Could you please provide your name and title so I can address you correctly?
Kia ora, my name is Lauren Craig. I use she, they pronouns. I am one of the co-signers of this open letter to Minister Simeon Brown alongside my friend Autumn Brown.
So what motivated you to start this petition?
So I am a transgender woman. I would have given anything to go through puberty blockers when I was younger, but unfortunately I never got to do it. Being transgender is, honestly, I think it's the thing I'm most proud of about myself. I think it's amazing. And I think it is abhorrent that our government would start making decisions to deny people the right to figure out who they are. I mean, it's not exactly news to any of us in the community to see the government act awfully towards trans people, but even this is just so cruel. How could I not stand up and try and do something?
What do you hope the petition can achieve?
I mean, fundamentally, right, our petition is to reverse the ban on puberty blockers for gender-diverse youth. This is such an important thing, and it's something that is so easily within the power of the government to do if we have enough attention and support and enough people coming in, signing and sharing. This is, you know, it was an order in council made. It was a regulation by a cabinet decision, which means it can be undone by a simple cabinet decision. It's not hard for them to undo this, and it is exactly what we want to do. You know, interestingly enough, the way they've done this, for cabinet to ban a medicine, like a life-saving medicine, and override healthcare professionals, is borderline unprecedented. They don't usually do this. It's just in this specific instance, they're doing it in this way for no real reason, as far as we can tell, other than to be cruel towards trans people and trans youth. This is something that is just so easily within the power of the government to fix.
What do you think the greatest risks are of this policy?
What this is going to do to the mental health and to the physical health of so many trans and gender diverse young people is abhorrent. I mean, there is just so much that comes from, like, you know, the way I would describe it best, right, is for a cis person to understand is, I would think of it as, how would you feel if your body just started going the other way, right? If you're a cis guy, what if your body just started, your skin started softening and your body started changing? If you're a girl, cis girl, woman, what if you just, like, started growing facial hair and your shoulders got broader, et cetera? Like, it's a living nightmare to have to go through this. And I know this because I did have to go through this. It's to directly deny trans young people this sort of healthcare is just, it's just cruel. What we're going to see, too, is an entire generation of young people who, of trans young people who weren't then able to access puberty blockers and are, as a result, going to have to live with that. So much of puberty is irreversible. And what puberty blockers do that is so amazing is give us the time to figure stuff out before we have to let our bodies change irreversibly.
Green Party MP Ricardo Mendetta's March commented that the policy is buying into imported culture wars, which you had also mentioned in your petition. How do you think these culture wars have influenced the policy?
I mean, as I said before, right, this is an unprecedented decision that has been made by Cabinet. This isn't how medical regulation is ordinarily done, which shows just how much of an outlier this is. This isn't a decision being made by healthcare organizations. And you can see that just from having a quick look at all of the healthcare organizations that have come out to condemn and publicly decry the government for this decision. I'm talking about organizations like the Pediatric Society of New Zealand, the New Zealand Nurses Organization, Sexual Wellbeing Aotearoa, and the Professional Association of Transgender Health Aotearoa. The other one also of note is even the Human Rights Commission have come out and said this is a human rights violation. It is a decision made purely out of cruelty for disliking young people for not understanding who we are. What makes this an imported cultural right is the fact that it's come out of nowhere. It is a decision made against medical advice. And it is one that has been firmly linked to, by the Beehive's press release, by Minister Brown himself, a decision made in the UK called the CATS Review, which was a supposedly independent review of puberty blockers over there. Now, I say supposedly independent because it isn't that hard to have a quick look into the Katz review. And like Hillary Katz, the independent reviewer that the review is named for, like you can just have a quick look at her Twitter, and beyond the fact that she still has a Twitter as a red flag, you can look at the fact that she's just following all these anti-transgender accounts and TERF groups, trans-exclusionary radical feminists, just to see that she definitely came in with an agenda. It's a review that has been decried by a lot of health professionals as being very inconsistent and sloppy and cherry-picking results. For us to randomly decide that some other country's shitty independent review is something we should base our health decisions on, again, against the advice of health professionals, I mean, what can you call it but an imported culture war? So I completely agree with Ricardo's comments here that this is not us and it's not New Zealand.
That would have been one of my follow-up questions is why we are basing our policy on overseas studies rather than what we're seeing in New Zealand, as puberty blockers have been used here for, I think, over 20 years in different cases.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. I mean, it's like this isn't some new unsafe medication. It's one that's been used for a very long time. You can read, there was a great article in the spin-off recently, right, that had something about the report of, in a study done in New Zealand, if we want to start talking about actually New Zealand evidence, it was something like 95 to 98% had overwhelmingly positive impacts of the experience of puberty blockers. That's what we call numbers right there, right? From a 20-year-old medication to, like, look at what we're doing here. Don't just come up with whatever that on earth the UK are doing. And even that biased review said that the decision to whether trans youth should go on puberty blockers should be a multidisciplinary approach between mental health professionals and the family and the GP. Like, they're going further than a biased foreign review. It's just hard to find a reason for this that isn't pure bias, a decision made for politics and ideology by a weak government that just doesn't understand and doesn't care for groups like trans people.
Sexual Wellbeing Chief Executive Jackie Edmund had said, I think as you had also commented before, that healthcare decisions should always be made by healthcare professionals. And so is this policy excluding healthcare professionals from the conversation?
I mean, it absolutely is. And again, I can't express how much it is. I mean, this is a decision made by politicians in the beehive. It is not one that has been made by health professionals. So many organizations are coming out to say that, hey, actually, we are the ones that should be making this call. The idea that a politician should make a decision on a child's health over a doctor is, like, I don't even see how that, politically, I don't even see how anyone can agree with that, right? Like, it's a ridiculous position. There's so much support from medical professionals for us and for our community, which has been absolutely amazing to see, and I really appreciated it. So, yes, this is absolutely a decision made by politicians and not being made by health professionals.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.